God of all things, grant us to follow in the way of your Son this week, that through his death we might receive the riches of your grace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. From the book of Job, we heard, "For there is hope for a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth, and the stump dies in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. But mortals die and are laid low, humans expire, and where are they? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and dries up, so mortals lie down and do not rise again. Until the heavens are no more, they will not awake or be roused out of their sleep." What we can say about death is very limited. We know that death comes with the irreversible cessation of the circulatory or respiratory systems, meaning that our heart or lungs aren't working, or the irreversible cessation of all brain activity. This is the definition of death. But what it feels like to die, we don't know, because no one has ever experienced death and told us about it. Yes, I know there are people who have been revived, but there's a difference between being revived and being dead. Death is the great unknown. Once the spark of life has been extinguished, nothing remains. The body is a lifeless corpse, devoid of any potentiality. In death, we have as much life in us as does a rock. And this is what Job laments about. Yes, the trees can put forth new shoots, but when we die, we are dead. Over, finished, done for. Maybe we live on in memory, but that's about it. Death is the end of us all. And that deep and despairing oblivion is what God in Jesus Christ entered into on Holy Saturday. God died. Now, Nietzsche thought he was being clever when he remarked, "God is dead." And he was mostly right. The thing he got wrong was the tense. God was dead. But so often we overlook this. Very few Christians or churches mark Holy Saturday. But I would say that this liturgy is as important to the Passion of Jesus as is Monday, Thursday, or Good Friday. It's all one story of salvation. We can't take part of it out without losing something. Death really is as final and as hopeless as we fear that it might be. And this is what God entered into, the nihilism and total nothingness of death. Jesus' death on the cross was not just a little setback on the road to Easter. Death truly is the great enemy. No, it was into this fullness and finality of death that God went into. But something happened in that death, and I'll have a lot more to say about that tomorrow. Even the nothingness and the finality could not overcome the power of God. God's love overcomes death. And all of those dark and despairing things that I said about death, that death is a hopeless oblivion, they are true. At least they used to be. But even at the grave, we make our song that the power of God's love is stronger and more enduring than death. Of all the things that we fear about death, God experienced them. In 1 Peter, we heard of Christ's descent to the dead, where the good news of liberation was preached even to those in death. For centuries, Christians have spoken of this event, calling it the harrowing of hell. And that word harrow is a farming tool. It's something like a rake. So we might say that God was plowing hell on Holy Saturday. God was sowing the seeds of resurrection into death itself from the inside. And again, I'll have a lot more to say about that tomorrow. But for today, let us not forget the depths, pun intended, of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. That Jesus really did give himself over to the brutality of the cross as a sacrifice on Good Friday, and that he really died and descended into nothingness. So that just as God brought creation out of nothing and chaos in the beginning, that again, God brings resurrection life out of nothingness and death on Easter. Sometimes, though, in order to appreciate the grandeur and the glory of Easter, we have to look over the edge of that cliff into the depths of the pit on Holy Saturday. And right now, if we look over that edge, we might not see anything when we look into the chasm. But before long, the sun will indeed rise and make all things new. For today, though, we sit and wait in the darkness.